When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And the Jags are routing the Chargers.
Gotta get a win, not want to lose the game. The
Bengals head home with a win, their first of the year.
Colts lead 20-17.
We just didn't play good enough.
Pass is broken up and now intercepted. And the Colts are going to win this game.
The trainers are attending to Tua.
He's tough, mentally, physically. I figured he's going to come back.
They take the lead for the first time today. It's a safety. The Bills have a pulse.
Every time I play the Bills, it's always crazy, bro.
They're running out of time. 1 second. That's it. Ball game.
A terrific leaping grab.
Second TD pass. He's been almost perfect. Buccaneers will go for two. They're trying to tie this game. Incomplete pass. Tampa Bay Buccaneers fall short to the Green Bay Packers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio. Was that dramatic, guys?
That was dramatic, yes.
The ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU. We're on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
It's so pretty outside in New York City right now.
It's beautiful weather this time of year. It lasts about 1 week.
No, it was great. The walking over from the hotel, though, I was like, man, this feels good.
So it's in 70s this week, man.
And then by 4 o'clock today, it'll be raining. People will be talking, go inside. No, get inside. That's what's going to happen.
Fall weather today. In New York is the best, man. But, yeah.
No, it was nice.
Yeah, it was. Crazy storm last night, though.
Couple rats.
Did they bully you again? Did you take the
one
long
was
way
actually
home
in,
from school?
When I walked out of the hotel, right on the corner there is a trash can.
It's the corner spot.
But it's the trash can that you can see in. It's like the city one or whatever. And I heard, and I look, he's inside the trash can. You know, I was like, I'm like, how the hell did he get in?
New York is the one place where you could have the most expensive, fanciest real estate, hotels, whatever it is, and then right outside, it's like right next to a methadone clinic, and there are rats running around. And, you know, it's true. That's
roaches,
true.
Roaches.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Yes.
It's New York.
Yeah. I know it's New York. You live in it.
Concrete jungle, man.
You have to understand where you're at.
Listen, it was the same thing. Any major urban center, like London, years ago, it was the same thing. It's like, it's where everyone needs to be because it's a financial capital.
A huge UK kick.
Yeah, you have been on the UK kick lately.
Well, Russell Wilson has me in that frame of mind. He makes sure that we stay focused on the Royals, and that's
London frame of mind.
This is Keyshawn J. Will and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. That's right. I gripped the mic. That's right. Is he talking? Is that what he's talking about? I'm holding the mic again.
No.
I was
very self-conscious. Guys, it's time for the ESPN, a game I hate. Because I'm winless. ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, Week 3 results. Now, instead of me sitting here fumbling through an explanation of what that is, Shannon, our producer, why don't you tell the good people what's going on?
All right, so ESPN Radio, all of the shows, we are picking games. 3 games each week. We're picking the same games, and we're keeping a tally and bragging rights throughout the season on which show, which squad, which team does best as a whole. So looking at the Week 3 results for KJM, we picked San Francisco as the favorite, minus 1.5.
Nope.
We did not get that one.
That happened.
We also picked Buffalo.
No, we did not. I picked Miami. I got overruled.
Look, there's no I in team. We,
yes,
as
is
a squad,
me,
Jay,
yeah,
we picked Buffalo. We did not get that one. And last, and certainly not least, we picked Tampa Bay as the 1-point favorite, and we didn't win that one.
No, I actually picked Green Bay.
No, so we all picked Green Bay.
We
pick Green Bay.
So, no. Week 3 results for KJM, obviously, we went 0-3, and briefly.
Do you notice how each guy, for every pick, they're like, no, I picked the other one. The only guy who has to be quiet because I was the deciding vote and got it wrong every time is me.
Terrible.
Picking.
I hate this game. It's stupid. And Shannon, you're stupid. No,
oh, well, look, week three standing so far. Right now, Freddie Fitzsimmons leads at 6-3. I won't go through all the numbers, but Freddie Fitzsimmons leads at 6-3 and there's a show.
See, I can't mess with these two dudes. Man, they got me at the cellar.
That's what are you talking
about? Guys got me in the cellar. I'm 3-6. No, if you just let me pick the damn games, we'll be fine, but
right,
I pick them and
do?
Y'all want to pick against
you know what
me
I'm gonna do?
To try to show how smart y'all are.
I pick with it's Max.
Man, y'all killing me, man.
I'm going to pick some. All right, we're going to do an experiment. I'm picking with Key this whole week, and we'll see. I might just be a jinx. I might be like a mush.
No, you're
we're
not.
We're going to find out.
I'm picking the right game.
You might be a mush.
But then y'all want to overrule me.
I'm not overruling you. I'm voting with you this week.
Why are you hitting your hand like that? You're starting to get really... Sorry, get really hood
not,
up here in the
I'm
studio.
Not
huh?
You aggressive, so don't son, use that type of language. To,
you the one
to describe
your,
me.
No, you are aggressive. You're just calm aggressive. You're
you shouldn't say that.
Why?
You just shouldn't say that, Max.
That you're calm aggressive.
No,
it's
you're
not
calling
passive
me aggressive, and I didn't do anything.
You call me aggressive all the time.
No, I didn't.
Although, if you listen to the way I just said that, he may be doing it for
you
some reason.
You might be a mush, though, Max.
I might be a gambling mush.
Yeah, you might. You might be. I've seen your type before.
Which, really, what do you mean, my type? See that?
The mush types.
See that?
The mush types.
Handsome types? Is that
no,
what you're
talking
about?
No, I don't want you to around my money.
Not all handsome
Stay
people
away from
are
my
are
pockets.
Alike. All right.
You know, the crazy thing about picking the Packers against the Bucks is I felt like Tampa because they don't have anything on the offensive side of the ball.
We all picked.
You know,
that's questionable.
On the line, you mean?
No, just in general. What do they have other
receivers
than
receivers?
Other than Leonard Fournette and Tommy, what else do they have?
Hey, you think Rock will come back or no now? Because the offense does he come back after Halloween like Mike T always says?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's done. Mm.
You guys sure? I do not think we all picked Tampa, Max, because we talked about.
I didn't pick Tampa.
We picked Green Bay because we all said how depleted Tampa was.
I said I thought Brady was going to play looser because there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
I did not go with you on that.
You did.
No, I did not.
You did.
I did not.
We have to dig
I'm
in the crates
you, I got a brain of an elephant when it comes to gambling and money. I did not.
Jay. All right, guys, let's look this up. Can we look up the sound of Jay, and we'll play it for you later in the show?
All right.
They'll
Our
find
crack
out.
Staff.
Okay. I'm sure they will, but you did pick it because you went against Aaron Rodgers because you didn't like some of the stuff that Aaron Rodgers has done in the past.
No, I did not. And now you're making up narratives. You
How is that making up a narrative?
What did I not like that Aaron Rodgers did in the past?
So,
tell me what I said I didn't like that Aaron Rodgers has
so
done
it's
in
a
the
simple,
past.
It's a simple yes or no, Jay. Mm-hmm. Did you agree with things that Aaron Rodgers has done in the past prior to taking the field and signing a new contract? Did you agree to that?
What is,
huh?
I did not agree with what Aaron Rodgers did in the past.
Okay.
Getting so ayahuasca?
By the way, that would not affect me and my picks for my money, though, when it comes down to betting.
Hey, speaking of which, so the game, the final score, 14-12.
Like a lawyer over here.
By the way, 14-12.
Did you not?
14-12 would be a big story today, except, you know, primetime was 11-10. Has Tampa's offense become a real concern? That's the question. This is what Tom Brady said about the issue on offense so far this season.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot to it. So bad execution on offense at a time where we needed good execution and we didn't get it. And there was a lot of other times we had a lot of other bad execution. And I think the reality is when you do that, you don't have the opportunity to score points. So it was too many plays where we were behind the sticks and not good on third down and penalties, turnovers, missed opportunities. And, you know, defense played great. We got to play better on offense. We got to do a lot better job. We haven't scored many points all season. So 3 games, we got to get a lot better.
So who's calling the plays? Is it Brady or is it Byron Leftwich?
By the way, you know what's so funny about when he talks about execution? Wasn't it the Tampa Bay coach? What was his name?
Bruce Arians?
No. Back in the day when they were an expansion
Rich
team.
Rich McKay.
McKay.
Yeah.
McKay is asked after
I'm
a game.
I'm sorry, John McKay.
John McKay. So, Jay, the story is McKay is – it's a true story. McKay is asked at a press conference after a loss. They were losing every game in like mid-70s. He's asked after a loss, what do you think of the team's execution? And he goes, I'm in favor of it.
I'm in favor of the execution.
That's what he – I mean, well, Tom Brady's now playing quarterback for Tampa Bay, and he talks about execution. My mind goes there.
It is a concern when you are missing the players that you're missing. When Mike Evans is not hurt, Mike Evans is suspended for the game.
Right.
He'll come back next week. But when you're missing Godwin due to a hamstring – and Scotty Miller's not really showing up, and you don't really your tight end isn't what you thought it was. The running game isn't quite the way you want it to. The offensive line is struggling. You don't have Julio Jones is wherever. Like, you know, you knew what Julio Jones was when you signed him. He, you know, his days are way behind him in Atlanta. This is just a tough situation, and you're not used to seeing Tampa Bay's offense look this way.
And you can't go for the two-point conversion and get delay of game. You can't do that at the end of the game. I mean, it goes from, what, the two-yard line to, like, the 70? I mean,
it changes your
– and by the way, the touchdown pass that they got the gauge, that should have been delay of game, too.
Yep.
Essentially got away with two. So that miscommunication, those mishaps, when they happen, that hurt.
When you have an experienced center, right, and now he's out for the season, and you got to plug in a guy who, you just plug in what you can, a lot of that communication on offense, Key, is going to suffer.
When you miss key components of your offense or any defense or whatever, whoever is the person doing the calling everything, the fronts, the plays, and they're not there for you, you're going to be in trouble.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. You can find us on the app. Just click on More on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to Live Radio, and there we are. Coming up, we have, well, here's the question. How in the world did the Dolphins let Tua back out on the field yesterday?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I kind of hit my back. Then I got up, and then my back kind of locked up on me.
Tua, a dog. They got dog all in his heart. True fighter, man.
And is up to middle. Touchdown.
Got it. Fourth and goal. Josh takes the snap. Fires. Incomplete.
Oh, he had him wide open. He kicked it right off of the butt of Sherfield. The Bills down by 2 points.
McKenzie tackled and bounced with 7 seconds left.
We're not going to get this off.
3, 2, 1. It's over.
Get it done.
It's over. Miami wins it. 21-19.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We can be found on the app. Just click More on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio. You take us with you. We're portable. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by Stefania Bell, ESPN Injury Analyst. Good morning, Stefania.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Stefania? Long time.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm good. It's football season.
That's right.
It's keeping me busy.
Especially if you're the injury analyst. Football season, but it's Christmas. All right. Here we go. How did the Dolphins let Tua, why did they let him back out on the field yesterday?
Well, having not been present in the room where he was evaluated, I can't tell you exactly how they made that decision, but I can certainly tell you the steps that they go through in the process. I think we all saw what happened when Tua went down to the ground hard, and we saw him appear to stumble shortly afterwards. So you saw the medical staff come to the field, take him back straight to the locker room, not to the blue tent, straight to the locker room, and that would include members of the Dolphins medical staff, but also the independent neurotrauma consultant who is present for all football games and is unaffiliated with the team. And they're there specifically for these type of evaluations, and went back in the locker room and did a complete screen where they assess neurological function. They're interviewing the player, which gives them a chance to see how lucid the player is. They're doing balance testing, motor testing. And after going through all of that, they came to a conclusion that what they saw was not neurologically based. And that is the rationale for the decision-making to return him to the field. Now, we've certainly heard in the aftermath that Tua talked about a back injury, and presumably that was looked at as well. And I would just point out that there has been an incidence of this type of thing before where there was a high-profile player, this was several years ago, who had what appeared to be a very hard hit to the head, went to the ground, came up, walked a few steps, and then went back to the ground. And everybody was confused as to why this player ultimately was able to return to the game. And it came out later that the player had an orthopedic injury. There was also a timing situation. They were trying to go to the ground to stop the clock. And the facts all came out because there was a review that was conducted afterwards where the player and the staff and all the medical personnel and so forth were interviewed. And so what appeared to be, to the eyes of people viewing it, a situation where, there was a question, let's say, as to why the player was returned, there was a relatively straightforward answer. So things are not always as they appear, I guess, is what I would say. And we have to wait and see what happens. We know that the NFLPA has requested a review of what happened yesterday. And this is not, you hear the word investigation, it sounds daunting, but this is actually part of normal practice. These incidences are all documented, and they can go back and review. They talk to the player and the team docs, the athletic trainers, the neurotrauma consultants, the booth spotter, the refs, anybody who may have been involved, and put together the timeline and the facts, and then they'll come up with a result.
Stefania, haven't been the only guy up here that had probably been knocked around a little bit in a game. I can certainly tell you, just looking at it from my standpoint, I can believe what Tua is saying about it's his back and not his head, because I've been in a situation where I've gotten hit viciously. And I've gone and had to have the neurological consultant and do the motor skills test in the locker room and everything. But by the time I got up and I started wobbling to fall back down to the ground, I was like, man, get Key out of the game. Oh, my God, he's concussed. Because you get up so fast, it whatever that is, that blood rushes to your head, it makes you wobbly.
Yeah, like a boxer who gets knocked down. That's why they say take a knee,
you gotta take
count
your time.
To eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But by the time you walk, Stefania, as you know, from the field to the locker room, it's gold again. I'm nothing wrong with me. I'll do whatever test you want me to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of in this Tua situation.
And the long-term damage, Stefania, doesn't show up till years later on the radio with Jay and me.
Now.
Stop, Max. Do you buy, though, what Tua's saying about the back injury?
Look, it's not up for me to buy it or not, but I would certainly trust that he doesn't have a reason to make that up. In fact, he described the play where it happened, where there was a pile and he got bent backwards, kind of hyperextended, and he said he felt his back tweak at that moment. Mike McDaniel reiterated that Tua had talked to him about that play. So I think, it wasn't like he just said, oh, my back. I think he could recollect the play shortly before where it had happened. And, we'll see if he shows up on the injury report this week with his back. Who knows? And I trust the process. I think the process is in place for a reason. People can point fingers as much as they want. And I understand there's a history there, but I do think there's been a lot of progress made in terms of the steps, the number of eyes on the field, the review process that happens afterward. Trust me, Dolphins know that this is going to be looked at. They're aware of what all the film angles are, and And they went through the steps, I believe, as they felt necessary, and that's what the review process is for.
Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Justin Herbert played yesterday with hurt ribs, and the idea of an injection was a hot topic because of what happened with Tyrod Taylor a couple of seasons ago. So what went into him even taking the field and getting back on it?
Oh, this was a hot topic during the week because it was just such a unique situation, as you referenced, because of what happened with Tyrod Taylor, and to have it be a scenario with the same team and a player in Justin Herbert who actually got his job because when Tyrod Taylor had a rib injury and received a pain numbing injection, which is very common, he suffered a punctured lung in the process. It is a known risk. It's a low risk. It's a very rare occurrence, but it happened nonetheless. And it resulted in Justin Herbert ending up with the starting job. So in the first place, the injury to Justin Herbert was a rib cartilage injury. So rib fracture is an injury to the bone. And as long as it's non-displaced, they're pretty safe. You hear about people playing with them. But certainly if you have a displaced fracture, the bone can be a risk to puncture the lung. When you have a cartilage injury, you don't have that risk. The problem is, cartilage doesn't have a great blood supply. It doesn't heal well. It's exceptionally painful, and there's no way to control the movement of it, even if you wear a flak jacket, rib protector that's custom designed. When you twist, turn, pull, tug with the muscles that attach to it, it's going to be painful
reliving.
No matter
he
what.
He is reliving. Is that torn cartilage or a broken rib?
No, torn cartilage.
Yeah, he's reliving it. As you're saying it, he's reliving it.
Yeah,
thank you for that, Stefania. He needed that this morning.
Well, it's terrible pain, and I don't think people always appreciate just how significant that pain is. And the external protection doesn't eliminate it. And therefore, the pain-numbing injection is available. But there was obvious concern because even if you're Justin Herbert and you trust the medical staff, how could it not be something that is top of mind?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of teams now who do ultrasound-guided injections. It's much safer than the old-school palpation where you feel where the area is that you're supposed to inject.
Is that what you
do, Kate? You can actually see the imaging and see where the needle is going. And Chris Mortensen reported yesterday that the Chargers had that in place for Justin Herbert this time so that he was going to receive an injection with ultrasound-guided imaging so that that took care of one of the concerns. Now, they did try an injection apparently on Thursday in practice, and it didn't go that well. So there was some discussion that the team was telling him maybe take the long view. You don't need to play this week. It's going to be a weeks to months resolution of this as it is. But we all know Justin Herbert's a tough kid, and he decided he wanted to go for it. And those were the factors that went into it. And ultimately, he played, and the Chargers didn't have a great outing, as you perhaps saw. But nonetheless, he was out there. And some people questioned why he was out there the entire time. But apparently, he didn't want to leave the field once he was out there.
Yeah, it is very painful, Max.
Because your face, you were wincing as she was describing it.
Yeah,
you were remembering.
If that cartilage moves on you, like she said, the twisting and turning, that thing can float and it moves. And when it moves, it is not a good feeling. Whatever is the worst feeling you've ever had in an injury, times 10.
Oof. I've had herniated discs.
I'm telling you, this is not cool.
You can't move.
You see that clip when he was playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. He rolled out. He was like, man, take this damn ball.
What's he doing playing football under those circumstances? Yeah, come on.
It's not going to hurt his career. Was it like a 45-yard pass that he threw off the wrong foot?
It was such
yesterday,
a great
throw. The thing was damn near ridiculous. And I'm sitting there saying,
he led the receiver with it.
This dude is having cartilage issues, and he's throwing slings like that?
Yeah.
Is it important, Key, for them, in terms of team building, when the team knows the quarterback can tough it out with those ribs, even in a loss where he stays out there on the field, and does that mean something to the players?
Yeah, it does. It's like he's there with us. He's going to be in a foxhole with us.
Stefania, real quick, Mac Jones, high ankle sprain, real quick, how long of a recovery is that likely to be?
All depends on the severity. They're going to do an MRI today and find out, you know, if you have a complete disruption of the ligaments that are at the high ankle, you're talking multiple weeks to a couple months. But if it's a mild sprain, it can be as short as a couple weeks.
Mm. Stefania Bell, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN injury analyst. Thank you as always, Stefania.
My pleasure, guys.
I haven't heard from Stefania in a while.
No, that's what I said, yeah. But like she said, it's football season, so.
Yeah, so here comes injury time.
Yeah, she's exactly on 24/7 now. She is essentially Adam Schefter right at this moment for the football season. She's there. She has to be there at all times, following all the injury updates in the news.
If people have never been on the sidelines for an NFL game, like out on the field, I can tell you that when people say it's a car accident on every play, you can't believe what you're seeing. And the crazy thing about the NFL, it's not like everything meets at nice angles. It's these car accidents are happening, and everyone's constantly at an awkward angle. It just looks painful.
Every time you're on the field, if you're at a game, you're on the field, and you're at field level, and you see something, I could tell you immediately what happened to that person when he got injured. If a guy cut, he just broke that. That's what happened. Oh, he just tore his knee up. Oh, my God. You know, you're like, well, how did you see it? It's like, you can look at him. He's bent like a pretzel.
How do you, knowing that your whole future's security, everything is on the line on every play, what kind of mental and emotional preparation does it take on every down?
Well, you know, first of all, you're out there trying to win. And on top of that, you're looking at guys like Max Kellerman on television and make a whole lot of money, and I'm chasing him to make the money. You know, so
I see.
You're out there for that. I'm not doing it for free.
Right.
Right? Sure. I'm not. Some things you just don't, no matter how much you love, you don't do them for free.
Right.
And football is one of them. We're not doing it for free. Well, we did it for free in high school. Some of us, like Jay in basketball, he didn't do it in college for free.
Yes.
You know?
We did not.
You know what the funny thing is about this business when Key's like, you don't do it for free. But the fact is, people listening right now, would you hang out with Key and Jay and talk sports, like, just in your spare time? Yeah, you probably would.
No, if you wouldn't. The bosses are listening. You're not doing it for free.
I never
free.
Said that.
Yeah, exactly.
People do it for free every Sunday. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Most guys I know, your job is kind of to follow sports and talk about it. It's kind of your job. Like, you need to, the game's on, I need to watch. And your girl's going, or whoever in your life is going, wait, what do you need to, no, I need to watch this right now. Even if you're not technically getting paid for it, it's sort of your job. Jimmy G, welcome to the Dan Orlovsky Club. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Willie Max, ESPN Radio.
Play fake for Garoppolo, who rolls to his right. He stepped out of the back of the end zone.
Jimmy Garoppolo, welcome to the Dan Orlovsky Club.
I was in run play, trying to buy some time for it. It's longer developing play.
That was a tough situation I put him in.
This is a perfect world for Dan Orlovsky, right?
I love it.
He now has another guy that stepped out the back of the damn end zone so he could share that with him.
And now with us right now, a man who had to suffer the indignity for years, although I think he's now more famous for breaking down tape on ESPN than he is for this play. And by the way, everyone who has something to say about Dan Orlovsky stepping out of the end zone, yeah, he did it in an NFL game. Like, I wish I could have stepped out of the end zone in an NFL game. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst.
The uniform, though.
What's freedom taste like, Dan? You tweeted freedom.
What a clapback last night, though.
When Jimmy G stepped out of the end zone.
I looked at my phone, I'm like, damn, Dan, this is a real time.
He's had that tweet loaded for years.
I honestly don't know the last time I was that instantly happy. I was sitting outside watching it because my wife was inside with our kids watching. I ran in. I was like, babe, you got to get out here. And the internet went crazy. She made that for me, that kind of like mock-up, man. It was
stepbrothers.
Awesome. It was
you
awesome.
And Jimmy G, stepbrothers.
Tirico immediately was like, Orlovsky.
He called him off the top.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was great, man. It was hilarious.
What is that?
Freedom,
Dan,
man.
Dan, for real, what is that like? You made it to the NFL. That's almost impossible. You made it to the NFL as a quarterback. And yet, it's almost like Kingpins, where it got known as the Munson, right? Like, that was a bad thing. To be known for a play like that, now less so because you're famous for breaking down tape like John Gruden used to.
Sure.
He does it better.
Yeah, I agree. Dan's incredible at it.
Thank you.
But what's that like to live with that?
I don't know, man. Like, obviously, there's moments where you sit there and you go, guys, we got to move on from this. Someone's got to be able to move on from this. I mean, it's freaking 14 years ago. But, you know, there's been a lot of mocking of it. And rightfully so. I've always laughed about it, Max. Like, I've always laughed about it. You know, I believe you got to take your job serious. Take yourself not.
Being chased by a killer, man. Of course you're going to run.
The uniform. You don't even look like you know what you're doing. Look at the uniform.
I didn't. That was my first start. You want my dead honest, like, outside of, like, the hilarious aspect. I mean, it's hilarious. I think this happened with Jimmy G last night, too. Like, you've never been in that moment. You know, I never took a shotgun from the one-foot yard line, you know, shotgun snap.
Sure.
I don't think Jimmy G ever had that bootleg or that play-action pass called from the one-foot line. So, you know, you're never in those moments. You don't like you don't think of it type of thing, you know?
And what did I say earlier? You don't drop back the quarterback in the end zone. No.
Right.
It's just not what you do. Yeah. You put him on a sprint stuff to get him outside, but I guess maybe they just, I don't know, maybe
every
they felt-
time you do that, you like have a landmark of 9.5, 10 yards or so, and it was just, I would be shocked if Kyle didn't sit there and go like, man, I probably shouldn't have called that
probably
one.
Shouldn't have called that yeah. one. I mean, it's as much on but Kyle to me yeah. as it is Jimmy G. Although I believe you're an NFL starting quarterback
sure.
with a nice look that people like, you can't do that.
Dan,
you just can't.
I just want you to react to an observation I had because I'm sitting there watching the game last night and the offense looks putrid on both sides, right? And I'm just like, damn, Kyle Shanahan, is this really it? Is this really it with Jimmy G? Like the interception, yes. the sack? I know it's all you have to work with, but like I almost see why Kyle Shanahan wanted to go in a different direction.
Yeah,
it feels that way watching the game.
Their offense is capped. It's a very good offense, but can you sit there and say that you believe that that offense has the chance to win you a Super Bowl when I could sit here and tell you, like, listen, the ball's going over the middle field in the pass game. We've talked about that in NFL Live a bunch. They cannot throw the ball down the field significantly or outside. It works really good because Kyle's great with his manipulation and the ball fake and kind of replacing defenders, but that's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, like the downside is they don't have the guy that they thought, all right, maybe there's going to be some moments of less execution, but there can be greater highs. Mm. They don't have greater highs opportunity or potential now with Jimmy. That's just the truth. But I'll never talk bad about him, ever.
But isn't it like this is something ever. This is something that I've noticed about Jimmy G. Bill Belichick drafts him.
Yeah.
Uses a pretty good pick on him, too, for
sure.
Belichick.
Second round pick.
Yeah, for Belichick on a quarterback, that's pretty good. Has a succession plan with Tom Brady. And what I see is, actually, when healthy, he has been, for a team who can't win without him, has been made more consistent deep playoff runs than anyone other than Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes over the last several years. There's got to be a reason for that, right? Like he's reading defenses, getting rid of the ball quick. Whatever it is, he's getting to an interception away from the Super Bowl and a pass away from winning the Super Bowl. No one else other than Brady and Mahomes, the two best, right, is doing that. There's got to be a reason for that, Dan. What is it?
Well, number one, he's with the best play caller and play designer in the NFL.
So why does the backup always lose?
Because
the backups lose every game.
Because there is a significant drop-off in talent, like in performance. I mean, there's reasons why. But would San Francisco be the same offense and go on those same runs if they had Derek Carr or if they had Kirk Cousins? Probably, because Kyle is so good. So, there's a drop-off.
But you mentioned, like, quarterbacks in the Jimmy Garoppolo range.
No,
right?
I think Derek Carr's a little bit better.
Yeah, they're a little bit better.
I would take Jimmy G over
Kirk
Cousins.
Yeah, they're top,
yeah, they're a little
they're
bit
top
better.
I would take Jimmy G over Kirk Cousins without even thinking about
it.
Jimmy G's a winner. He wins. Kirk Cousins doesn't win.
Max, he's...
Jimmy G's never had this season. I went into this morning saying I was never going to speak negatively about Jimmy G again.
And here it comes.
Well, it's not negative. You're not speaking.
He's not a mascot, guys. He's doing something.
He is doing something. He's wearing a uniform. I get it.
But
he's
the backup doesn't
he's
go 500.
A uniform.
Look, I would understand the argument if there wasn't a large sample size of backups going way under 500.
Max,
they're not going 500.
As I told you before, and I'll tell you again before we get off of Jimmy G, tell me where he's won the game. Show me where he's won the game. I can show you where he's played well, and then all of a sudden, at that moment, he gives the ball to the other team, or he fumbles a snap, or third and three, they're four, they're
but
three
somehow
and out.
There they are in the playoffs, yeah, because, deep in the playoffs.
Because
the
when you got it,
awesome.
There you go. You
again, the backup's
defense.
Not going 500; he's going 300. They're winning 30% of the games.
And my pushback to you would be: who were those backups?
Well, a guy they drafted up high, other guys who Shanahan liked enough to have on the team.
A couple of those backups aren't in the NFL, you know.
That is Dan Orlovsky, ladies and gentlemen, who is free at last.
Greatest moment of my life.
I mean, this guy is as happy as you can be, if like other than a day where your kid is born or something like
that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was the happiest I've been in a long time.
Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? We're going to answer that. Yes or no answer.
So
hey, Dan, before you get out of here, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Yes or no?
No.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
When he went no huddle and they started to make plays.
All the big games but light on time? Let us catch you up.
Definitely not fun ever playing against no huddle offense.
Let's run the no huddle.
Whether you huddle, whether you don't huddle, it still comes down to just the execution.
Jay Willimax on ESPN Radio. As you heard, it is time for no huddle. Guys, Justin Fields acknowledges a, quote, terrible performance after posting career worst 27.7 passer rating in a win. 8 of 17 is what that works out to for 106 yards, two picks against Houston. He also fumbled twice. Quote, straight up, I just played, I don't want to say the A word, but I played like trash. Really just got to be better. All right, look, does going with a conservative passing game and relying more on the ground game give the Bears the best chance at success, Key?
It sure looks like it, right? They're sitting at 2-1 right now. Why would you change anything that's working as long as you're getting the W's out of the situation? This is a little bit different than Jalen Hurts, so to speak, as a young quarterback in the National Football League. They really don't have anything on the offensive side of the ball. This is really an evaluation year for Chicago Bears to see what they have and who's going to be with them long-term in the future. I'm not mad at 8 of 17, a buck, as long as in two interceptions, a fumble, as long as we get out of there with a W.
Yeah, look, man, for the third straight game, he hasn't completed more than 10 passes, right? Like, I get it. You know, two touchdowns, four INTs. He's completing 53% of his passes. But they're winning games. And my thing is, if you win, the rest will take care of itself. Allow Khalil Herbert to continue to do his thing and win on the ground.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Only thing I would be mad about is if I'm playing receiver and I'm not getting my touches and we losing, then I'm going to have an issue with
Costing you some money.
But yeah, they don't have a receiver like Key on their team. That's
no,
that's
it doesn't have to be like me, just in general.
Yeah, like Key
general,
now. Like Key now, they have a receiver. Hey, here's one thing,
Key
though.
Key now
about,
is all right. Don't get it twisted.
No, he's not.
Oh, he can catch it.
Key now,
if you
can't
throw
catch
it to him.
I'm trying to hype Key up. Key said, nah.
No, you will still catch it.
That's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lie to myself. I might lie to you, but I'm not going to lie to myself.
Here's one thing about Fields, and I thought he has greatness in there, right? Before he was drafted,
he still does.
Jalen Hurts, when he first touched the ball for the Eagles, looked different than this. He looked different.
But that team, pieces, though, man.
Justin Herbert looked different.
Their team
was still better, Max.
Like I try to tell you all the time, what team you go to matters.
If he was in his third year and they showed me those statistics right
now,
there,
different.
I'd be like, get this dude out of here.
I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying, even at this stage, it looked different for some other guys.
It did. It looked different. We haven't been able, and I know we're going to move on, but we haven't really been able to get a real true judgment of what it is, right? Because the Niner game was just rain. Then they go to Green Bay.
You're not going to win that game.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. And then you play Houston, and he does this. So, look, he won. They're 2-1. Everybody in Chicago
will
be happy.
Thing. You got a quarterback. You're 2-1. Shut up. Justin Herbert, quote, didn't want to quit on the team in a 38-10 home loss with messed up ribs. 4:54 remaining in a 38-10 blowout loss to the Jags. Herbert, 10 days removed from a fractured rib cartilage, like where it occurred, played in the final series. This is what Brandon Staley, that's the Chargers head coach, had to say afterward.
He wanted to be out there with his teammates. He felt good, and he wanted to finish the game. He wanted to, you know, give our group some energy, and, you know, we were going to protect him there at the end with, really sound protection as best we could, but, it was more about, him wanting to finish with his guys.
Here's what I would say about Brandon Staley. He's starting to really rub me the wrong way when it comes to player safety with his own team. If I go back to the Kansas City game, certainly knew my quarterback was hurt, and he could not finish the game at full strength. I don't care about a W at that point in time. I care about long-term future and health of my job as well as the quarterback job. You want to pull him out against Kansas City. And you certainly want to pull him out against the Jaguars with less than 5 minutes to go, and you having no chance in hell to win a football game. It does not matter what he wants to do. Come get your ass over here and sit down. Period.
I mean, the fact is, the whole team already saw he wanted to play, so message received.
Yeah.
Now the coach.
Take him out.
I'm sorry. It's your job, Brandon Staley, to protect him from himself. It doesn't matter what I want to do. It matters what you tell my ass to do.
Like a good corner man.
And
come
on, man. People want to know why Sean Payton rumors are swirling around the Chargers organization.
There's no other way to say it. That was dumb. That was a dumb decision. You leave the future of your franchise, who's already proven all the toughness and everything, in a blowout loss
hurt.
At the end with the bad ribs. Come on, man.
Real quick, speaking of dumb decisions, it's a dumb decision to let us have Max have coffee by this rug again. He spilled the
coffee on the rug. That was your coffee.
Again, no, that's your coffee.
That's your coffee.
My coffee's in my mug. Yeti mug.
Jay shot on that waste paper basket, and he missed.
Here's the first stain over by me over here. Coffee
don't frame me for
Max
your
once
missed
again,
shot. Jay, I know
ridiculous.
It's embarrassing because you're a good shooter.
I have a Yeti.
But you,
I might
you
have
shot
a sponsorship
that and
with
you
Yeti.
Missed it.
Next up, you're ridiculous.
What is that called?
A Yeti.
It looks like a Firestone cup type deal that you used to have going to school. Remember the little
Yeti.
When we had the little lunch pails?
Thermos.
Thermos.
I got two of them.
Yeah.
One for the water, one for the coffee.
It's a thermos.
Yeah, know those cups.
Fancy,
that's not my style.
Fancy name, Yeti. It's a thermos.
It's a thermos. It's
they
a
have new names
it's
for blenders.
Yeti.
It's a blender.
It's a blender.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, stop.
Save some trees, Max.
All right, real quick, guys. Devontae Smith shines as the Eagles stay unbeaten. Smith had 8 catches for a career-high 169 yards and a TD in the Eagles' 24-8 rout of former quarterback Carson Wentz, who's not any good, and the Washington Commanders. Jalen Hurts after the game.
That's who he is. He's a great player, all-around player. You know, a slim reaper.
Slim Reaper.
By the eyes, he may be a little sly, but he plays like a big boy, and he is. He's a grown man.
Yeah, I certainly had my reservations about Devontae Smith's ability to stay healthy because he is a slim reaper. His frame is so small, like you can see his Adam's apple through his skin. Like you literally can see the bone. I mean, it's just the dude.
There's no bone in an Adam's apple.
The dude reminds me so much of Marvin Harrison.
So much.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I was always afraid that because he was so slight and thin that he could have an injury here or there. That tells you what I know about body anatomy.
But I mean, it's but the odds are against a dude that small staying healthy. But so far with this guy's,
it just, man, well, just it's, I don't know. He just looks so small, man.
The weapons they got on the outside, man, with his speed and the way Jalen moves, that offense is prolific.
But you know, it's dudes, like the commercials. You wouldn't make it in professional football, and the uniform's three sizes too big.
He is. he looks like the Heisman Trophy winner in the National Football League.
Yeah, man, he's
crazy. Not very often you see Heisman Trophy winners look like he looks.
He looks
just
so
don't
good.
Happen.
He, Marvin Harrison's a great comparison.
How much do you think he weighs? Soaking wet.
170 pounds.
A buck 69.
That's like AI weight. AI used to weigh around like 170, 175.
Roy Jones.
Crazy.
Yeah, in his prime. Yeah. Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max. Do the Dolphins, in the end, are they going to be there at the AFC in the AFC East in the end? Are they going to win that division? Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max.
Pick up your
radio.
Coffee, man.
Listen to Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.